Sheldon Jackson College has graduated its last students. The 130-year-old Sitka institution closed its doors in 2007, but a handful of students were able to complete their degrees through an arrangement with the University of Alaska. The success is bittersweet. With no more students and no more programs, Alaska's oldest educational institution is officially gone. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The teach-out, as it was called, concluded on March 31st. 13 students left high and dry when Sheldon Jackson suspended its academic program in June of 2007, enrolled in the teach-out. 10 of them finished their SJ degrees at the University of Alaska. On March 31st, Sheldon Jackson lost its accreditation as a college.
And the accreditation was in place simply for the benefit of the students in the teach-out.
And these students, they can consider themselves Sheldon Jackson alumni?
The last of the Sheldon Jackson alumni, yes.
David Harrington is the former Dean of Academic Affairs at Sheldon Jackson College. 30 years ago, he became a nurse and worked his way through graduate school. He's a nurse again now at Sitka Community Hospital. Harrington and Registrar Kathy Newman oversaw the teach-out with the university over the past 2 years. He regards the college now only in the past tense.
That institution is over. I suppose another institution named Sheldon Jackson could come back, but it would have to go through relicensure, reaccreditation, and certainly the obstacles in terms of getting faculty, staff, and most of all the infrastructure in place is... I think insurmountable.
They would indeed have to submit a new application as if they were a new institution.
Stephanie Butler is the Director of Operations for the Alaska Commission on Postsecondary Education. The loss of accreditation and the loss of its authorization to operate from the state represent the official end of existence for the college. Although Sheldon Jackson is deeply in debt, this is not an academic version of bankruptcy. The school will not pick itself up and dust itself off and soldier on. Sandra Ellman is president of the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities, the organization that accredits schools in this region. She visited SJ several times since 1997 and observed firsthand SJ's slow spiral. Ellman says March 31st carried a sense of finality for the school, but also a sense of hope.
There is certainly a period at the end of the sentence, so to speak, and there is a closing to the book of Sheldon Jackson College, but that doesn't mean that there may not be a new book with a new title and a new set of circumstances.
On one of her last visits to SJ in 2007, before the college closed, Ellman got the sense that students were well served, but there simply weren't the resources to move forward. Nevertheless, she feels that there is promise for the future.
Sheldon Jackson College is sitting in probably one of the most beautiful parts of the country. It's sitting in an area in which one could have programs that build upon the environmental context in which Sheldon Jackson was located, with fisheries, with environmental studies, with wildlife, with just a whole range of programs.
The Sheldon Jackson campus was closed, and over 100 faculty and staff were laid off on 24 hours' notice in June of 2007. An unsigned form letter from the Board of Trustees thanking staff for their service circulated in town. In some ways, it symbolized the disconnect that remains today over what Sheldon Jackson was and what it has become. David Harrington.
When the closure occurred, there were lots of conversations, and there was a lot of anger about the fact that the people who were majorly involved in running the college were not involved in the conversations about keeping the college going or how to get the college going.
Harrington says the current economy may stand between the trustees and their plans to convey the campus intact to some entity that will revive it. And he says it is a pity. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.